Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Zane Smith. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Leary who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Leary moves to third. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winfield hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nehring hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alicia takes first base on 4. Nehring moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards Alicia, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nehring takes first base on 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Nehring moves to third. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Nehring scores. Jefferson scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alicia moves to second. Jason Grimsley now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Alicia moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Alicia scores. O'Leary moves to third. Valentin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Ramirez trying to get to home. O'Leary throws the ball into Valentin, who relays the ball to McFarlane, who tags Ramirez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Winfield moves to third. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nehring moves to third. Dennis Cook now pitching. Wes Chamberlain pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Wes Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chamberlain strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lofton bunts in front of the plate. McFarlane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alicia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Lofton scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Julian Tavares now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nehring is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Pierce now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Dave Winfield. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Tony Peñat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Tucker now catching. Wes Chamberlain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chamberlain is 0 for 1 in the game. Chamberlain hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Ryan now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring juggles the ball. That's an error on Nehring. Lofton scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavares. Vaughn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Kirby. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Eddie Tucker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tucker strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lofton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. Lofton is walked intentionally. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby scores. Lofton moves to third. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Berga is 0-for-4 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nehring hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wes Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Chamberlain is 0-for-2 in the game. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alicia is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.